Hey gentlemen, this is Robert Nolan, and welcome to the Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men. Well, I think a recurring theme in this podcast, if you've listened to very many episodes at all or listened with any sort of regularity, is one of the things I hope you pick up on is that the importance of the Word of God in our life and the ways that God will use His Word in our lives to grow us and mature us, and how He takes His Holy Spirit as we read Scripture, and He helps us understand things, see things, understand how He works, what He wants for our lives. There's so much of who we are, what we do, and discovering His will for our lives that can't even happen without the Word of God. That's just the way He designed it. That's not my idea. That's not man's idea. That's God's idea. That's why He gave us His Word. And you see that all throughout Scripture, how important it is. Today, I want to share something that, it's something that I heard someone teach, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 years ago, but I want to bring it back out. I'm going to add some of my own spin to it here, but there's a guy, his name is Steve Farrar, this, back in the day, he wrote a lot of books for men that at a time when there wasn't a lot released directly to men and just really spoke a lot of truth. But one of the things that he shared, which I thought was really cool, is part I want to share. So I want to make sure I give credit to Steve Farrar on these two concepts I'm about to share. But then I'm going to go on and connect some of the things about Scripture in regards to this. Steve talked about anorexia. So we know about the eating disorder called anorexia, right? And so what anorexia is, in case you need to brush up on that, it's the avoidance of food. So it's when someone, for whatever reason, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, decides that they shouldn't eat because of body image, self-consciousness, self-awareness, self-confidence, all those kind of things. So they avoid food. So we are living in a culture, particularly in the Western culture, and especially in the Western culture church today, where we are spiritually anorexic. We avoid spiritual food. We avoid the Word of God. We avoid the Scriptures. Now, of course, you could walk into any church with a camera crew and go around in the hallways and start interviewing people. Would they tell you the Word of God is important? Would they tell you that Scripture is important to the life of a Christian, the life of the body of a church? Of course they're going to say that. But then we get down to, how much is the Word of God respected, read, actually taught, besides read a random text and then go on and tell stories or whatever? How much is the Word of God actually taught today? And then we get down to the individual Christian, which of course is who we're aiming this at, not the church, but in us as individual Christians, is the body of Christ, which actually is the church, is saying, are you spiritually anorexic? Are you, no matter what your body type is or your body weight is, spiritually, if someone saw you, would you be anorexic? Would you be very frail, thin, and sick? Why? Because you avoid the Scriptures. Now, we can avoid the Scriptures for a lot of different reasons. One is we can say, like, well, man, I really don't understand it. It's too hard for me to read. When I get into it, I get bored, or I don't understand it, and I stop, or whatever. Maybe someone avoids Scriptures just because they didn't know how important that was to the spiritual life. And then, honestly, so many people own two or three Bibles. They have access to an online Bible. They have access to teaching. They have access to all these things to deal with the Scriptures. But they just decide, my life is too busy. There's too much going on. I'm not going to take the time to stop and read. And you know what? So many men today will give the excuse of why they won't regularly read the Word. They'll say, well, I'm just not a reader. Do I understand that? Absolutely, I understand that. But we're not talking about reading a book. We're talking about reading the book. And I have told particularly so many young men, it does not matter if you're reading a verse a day and that's all you can handle. Don't deny the Word of God. Don't ignore the Word of God in your life and the power that it can have. So it doesn't matter how much you're reading. It matters that you read. It matters that you take it in. You know, how many days would you start avoiding food before you would begin to get weak, dizzy, before your body would be affected, before your brain would be affected. Well, that happens to us spiritually when we ignore the word, so we can be spiritually anorexic. Now, let's talk about bulimia, which is a different eating disorder. Bulimia is where there are recurrent episodes of binge eating, where you just eat a ton of stuff and cram it all in, eat a lot. If you've ever heard anyone with bulimia talk, sometimes it can be amazing how much food someone, even that small, can take in a single setting. But then what happens, as soon as the binging occurs, the eating disorder then causes a person to go self-induced vomiting, or purging, as it's called. So it's gorge, 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 take a whole lot in, enjoy the experience of it, tasting, eating, all of that, but then you throw it all up. Now, what does that do? It allows you to experience eating to a meal, food items and all. You can taste it, you can enjoy it, you can savor the experience. But what you do is you stick your finger down your throat and you throw it all up so you don't get the nutrition from the food. Now, granted, a lot of times folks that do bulimia are eating junk food and things like that with some nutritional value would be questionable, but that's really not the point here. The point is, you avoid getting the nutrition and the lasting value of any food because you don't allow your body to digest it. Okay, so that's bulimia. So here's an example of spiritual bulimia, and this happens all the time. People go to church on a Sunday morning. They sit down. They sing. They do the other things that take place in the service. A pastor or a priest gets up and gives a message. However much scripture is involved or teaching is actually involved doesn't really matter to this. What we're talking about is they sit through a message in a church, okay? Then they, on their way out the door, they stop in the hallway, they stick their finger down their throat, they throw it up, and they leave until what are they going to do the next Sunday? Not going to touch the word. They're going to come back and binge eat on Sunday morning and then throw it up. So it has no lasting value Monday through Saturday. Because here's the proof of that. If you don't take in the word, but you go to church every Sunday and hear a message, if somebody were to call you Sunday night, I'm not even talking about Monday or Tuesday, I'm talking about Sunday night, and say, tell me what was taught this morning, what scripture, what passage, give me at least one point. So many people cannot even remember what they heard on Sunday morning by Sunday night. Why? Because so much of this is in regards to spiritual bulimia. It's hearing it, taking it in, and then throwing it up because it's not going to be effective to that person Monday through Saturday. They're not going to put it into use. They're not going to allow the nutritional value to take place from it. So we have to constantly ask our question, the question of, are we spiritually anorexic? Are we avoiding the scriptures? Are we weak and frail because of that spiritually? Or are we in settings where we do take in the word, but we throw it up and we don't allow it to make a difference in our life? Because here's the thing, somebody can read the Bible all the way through every year, but they never act on it. If they never have faith, if they never process it through the Holy Spirit, it's going to be nothing but information. It doesn't become applicable. And that's the point of Scripture. Not that you just take it in, but you take the food of it, the nutritional value of it. You make it work into your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then, like I talk about so much, then what you do is it feeds you. You get strong and mature so that you can then do what? You can share the word and you can begin to feed and help mature other people, which is the whole goal of why we're here on this earth, to not only experience God for ourselves, but to share that experience with other people. So we got to look and ask ourselves whether it's a lifestyle or whether it's a season. Am I spiritually anorexic right now? Or am I experiencing spiritual bulimia? Now, let's move to places where we can see this concept of the importance of Scripture in our lives. The biggest one, I think, is in Matthew 4, where Jesus is baptized, and then the Spirit sends him into the wilderness for his 40-day fast. So let's look at this. He's not physically eating, okay? He's in the desert. So the enemy comes to him when he's weak, physically weak. And it says, then for this 40 days and 40 nights, he was very hungry. During that time, the devil came to him and said, now this is the very first temptation. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. So turn these stones into bread. Now, did Satan know Jesus had the ability to do that? Yeah, he wouldn't have asked him. Does Jesus know he has the ability to turn stones into bread? Yes, he knows that. But what does Jesus do at this point? Jesus told him no. Then what did he do? He had no physical food in him, but he had spiritual food. The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, that is a direct reference out of Deuteronomy 4. So Jesus used the word that was in him when no physical food was in him. He used the word to combat the enemy, which is a great lesson to us, what we got to do. But here's the deal, guys. If the word ain't in us, it ain't going to come out of us. So the reason, why did Jesus know that scripture in Deuteronomy? Could he quote it verbatim? It's because he knew it. You got to know it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It says, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. So this verse is essentially saying, you know, you got a crying baby who's hungry. Guess what? That baby's going to keep crying until you feed that baby. Why? Because there's a natural craving to know, I'm hungry, I know what I need. And so we cry out for this nourishment. We know we have to have it. The sad part is when we get to the point where we stop crying. When a baby stops crying because it's not fed, then something's going wrong. And when we stop crying for spiritual nourishment, something's wrong with us as well. So we've got to get back to understanding the taste of the Lord's kindness and his grace and crave spiritual milk. We've got to keep eating, okay? Psalm 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So David here even uses, say, one of the ways to avoid sin is using the word of God. But guess what? Like David said, it's got to be hidden in your heart before you can use it against sin. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the seat of mockers, but this delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now, I've taught on that before. If you want to go look at the episode where I talk about this verse, Psalm 1:1, I talk about the cow cut and that whole principle. That's a whole nother teaching there. But the bottom line is the ability to avoid sin, the ability to grow as a man of integrity is going to be found in the law of the Lord and how we utilize the word. So, gentlemen, I really want you to think about today, what is your interaction with the word of God? Not 5 years ago, not last week, not what you plan on doing in the future. What is your interaction with the word of God right now, today? Are you anorexic? Are you avoiding it? Are you bulimic? Do you get a little teaching, get a little scripture from somewhere, from somebody, but then throw it up and don't allow it to be nutritionally valuable to you or to others and use it? Here's the good news. If you say, yeah, that pretty much describes me, one or the other, here's the great news. You can eat all you want right now today. Just go get back into the word, and here's a great thing to do. Say, Lord Jesus, it doesn't matter what my relationship has been with your word in the past. Please come and teach me and show me what I need to know. And then listen and dive in and start to read the word and ask the author of the word to help you interpret it into your life. Guys, I really want to encourage you to make sure the word of God is a part of your life, so it's a part of your spiritual growth, so you can then get to the point where you're not only experiencing for yourself, you're sharing it with others. This is Robert Nolan, Sword and Shield Devotionals for Men.